This is Steve Woodward teeing off. Think about this. Where were the complaints a few years ago about the cruelty of unidentified migrants pouring freely by the millions across the U.S. southern border? Today, the border is closed. Tens of thousands of migrant invaders have been identified as violent criminals and deported. But sorrowful souls within our Moore County citizenry still foment hysteria. Their favorite rant is, "No kings." They labor over homemade banners. They write to the pilot calling for protests, but exclude what it is they're protesting. Job creation growth? Safer big cities? Men banned from women's sports? Of course, no king's ding-a-lings are only consumed by one man, President Donald Trump. They claim to resist his tyranny, but were oddly content under Joe Biden's tyrannically weak economy, dependent on Chinese manufacturing and foreign oil. Grumpy grannies threatened to assemble once again on March 28 along Morganton Road to reject Trump's cruel acts of violence. Apparently, they find cruel the elimination of the most dangerous state sponsor of terrorism on earth, Iran. They say they're for making history, defending democracy. In reality, they're making us feel sorry for them. Almost. I'm Steve Woodward, sardonically teed off.